Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Mayor Adams vetoes How Many Stops Act and Solitary Ban Bill, teeing up clash with NYC Council. It's Monday, January 22nd, and this is your New York Daily News. Monday's forecast calls for cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 37 and a low near 21. Before today's top story, Governor Hochul reported raising an eye-popping $6.4 million in campaign funds in the second half of 2023, scoring large sums from wealthy pro-business donors and reinforcing her reputation as a formidable fundraiser. Among the donors filling the governor's coffers were billionaires including Larry Silverstein, a New York developer seeking to put a casino in Midtown Manhattan, and Leonard Blavatnik, a Ukrainian-American who has frozen his donations to Harvard over anti-Semitism concerns. A spokeswoman for Blavatnik, Lisa Shields, said he appreciates the governor's support for Israel and the Jewish community in New York. Blavatnik and three members of his family collectively donated $72,000 to Hochul, campaign filings show. All told, the governor received a total of $6,373,503 in the six-month cycle and finished the year with a war chest worth more than $9 million, according to filings reported to the State Board of Elections on Tuesday, the same day Hochul introduced her state budget proposal. Meanwhile, Mayor Adams re-upped calls on Albany to pass a key housing plan during the new legislative session at a press conference on Thursday, where he also highlighted the city's record-breaking affordable housing production, but stressed more needed to be done. Adams and Governor Hochul seem to be on the same page when it comes to housing, stressing the need to create new apartments to alleviate the housing crisis. Whether or not the state will be able to pass the housing agenda needed to make that happen is less certain, especially after Hochul's so-called housing compact fell apart in the state legislature last year. The state legislature has signaled that it plans to prioritize fixing the housing crisis this time around. At the same time, he announced that city agencies financed over 14,000 units of affordable housing in 2023, an all-time high and an 80% bump from 2022, he said, amid an ongoing shortage. The Department of Housing Preservation and Development, HPD, also connected 13,000 households with affordable apartments, another record, he said. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Mayor Adams on Friday vetoed the How Many Stops Act, which would beef up NYPD transparency requirements, and a bill to prohibit solitary confinement in city jails, setting the stage for a dramatic showdown with the city council, whose leaders immediately pledged to override the mayoral attempt to block the measures. Adams, who suffered a stinging political blow last year when the council overrode his veto of a housing-related legislative package, announced the How Many Steps veto during a morning press conference at City Hall. The veto of the bill seeking to ban solitary confinement was announced hours later through a press release. In his news conference, Adams argued it would be extremely detrimental to public safety to enact the How Many Stops bill's proposal to mandate that NYPD officers log every encounter they have with civilians that's investigative in nature. Such a requirement would bury cops in paperwork and take time away from actual policing, the mayor added. Within minutes of the announcement, Council Speaker Adrian Adams and newly minted Council Public Safety Committee Chairman Yusuf Salam vowed to override the How Many Stops veto and accused the mayor of peddling a false narrative about the bill with an aim to mislead and incite fear among New Yorkers. In his written statement regarding the solitary confinement legislation, Adams said it would take the city in the wrong direction and that his veto would keep those in our custody and our correction officers safer. The Speaker and Council Criminal Justice Chairwoman Sandy Nurse quickly pushed back on the solitary confinement front as well, saying they will take the steps to enact this law over the mayor's veto. Others have contended the mayor's claims about solitary confinement are false, with public advocate Jumani Williams, who introduced that bill, saying it remains in use on Rikers Island. A veto override requires support from at least two-thirds, or 34, of the council's 51 members. The How Many Stops Act passed the chamber in December, with support from 35 members, just clearing the veto-proof threshold. The solitary ban bill passed by a wider 39-7 margin, also in December. Several new members have joined the council since then, though, potentially providing the mayor with an opening to convince some of them to vote against overrides. Speaker Adams and most of her Democratic colleagues say both bills would usher in important reforms to the city's public safety apparatuses. The How Many Stops legislation, also introduced by Williams, would require that NYPD officers report basic information into a department database about all interactions with civilians that have an investigative purpose. Supporters of the bill say such reporting can be done via a cell phone app and should take a few seconds. Under current law, officers are only required to document so-called Level 3 stops, where cops confront an individual because they have reasonable suspicion that person is engaged in a crime. Should the How Many Stops Act become law, cops would need to document all Level 1 and Level 2 stops as well, the first category of which doesn't require any suspicion of a crime and could include functions like asking for identification or stopping someone on the street to inquire whether they've seen a missing person. If the council manages to override Adams' vetoes, it'll add another strain to the mayor's intergovernmental record. It was not immediately clear how soon the council will vote on overriding the mayor's latest vetoes, though the body is expected to formally receive the vetoes when all members meet next on February 2nd. The toughest challenge for the mayor this time around is the solitary confinement ban bill, as it passed the council with broader support. The bill would still allow the Department of Correction to place inmates who pose a direct risk of violence to others or themselves in de-escalation units for 4 hours at a time. Those who are involved in violent incidents could face longer stints in restrictive housing under the bill, though they'd need to be allowed out of their cells for 14 hours every day and get access to the programs on hand for the general population. Currently, inmates can be held in isolation for 10 hours at a time, but advocates have said that restriction is routinely violated, with some inmates ending up spending over a day in isolation. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.